Thank you for joining us on the Waymaker Church podcast today. We hope this inspires you, builds your faith, and makes a way for the new and deeper with Jesus Christ in your life. Enjoy.
Hey, I don't know about you, but when I was growing up, Christmas Eve, we would come to a service just like this at my church, and we got to open up a small Christmas present, just one, on Christmas Eve. Now, it is technically Christmas Eve Eve, so kids in the house, it looks like you're going to get to open up one tonight and tomorrow night. All right, I'm gonna say that to the young man who was like, after the first song, he's like, can we go home now? Yes, yes. Hey, Luke chapter 2, what a powerful moment in what we know as the nativity narrative. And I wanna start kind of right in the middle of that tonight, because I think it's really the heart of everything that's happening here. And it's right after the angel has said to the shepherds watching their flock at night. The angel comes and says, tonight, in the town of Bethlehem, a child is born. He goes on and he says, this is the Messiah, the Lord. And they're excited to hear this. They're terrified to hear this. All things, all the emotions. And then right after this one angel appears, it says, verse 13, suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest. Glory to God. I mean, these angels were high-fiving each other. Look to the person beside you and give them a high five and say, glory to God. Tell them that. Yes. Come on. The angels were saying, God is awesome. He is worthy of our adoration, our affection. He spoke the cosmos into existence. He breathed the breath of life into humankind. Oh, you better believe we are going to give him praise. Glory to God and Merry Christmas, y'all. Woo! And on earth. Uh-oh, so we just went from heaven to earth. That's you and me. Peace. I don't know about you, but I need some peace. I need some peace, man. It seems like every day we tune into the news or someone's telling us what's going on, not only in the world, but down the street. All this chaos and crazy. All this dynamic things happening, not just across the Atlantic Ocean or around the world, but sometimes right in our own families. We need peace. And on earth, peace to those whom his favor rests. Here's what Jesus' birth reminds us. It confirms this, that God's peace, favor, and rest are accessible to us right now. Not in just some future reality, but right now. Right now. How is that possible? Through King Jesus. You see, Jesus didn't just come to redeem us. He came to rule us. He says, Look, I know you have autonomy. You've been given autonomy to rule your own life. But I tell you this, I will redeem your life and I will run it much better than you. But man, is that hard? It's hard, isn't it? It's hard to let someone run our life. And yet so often we do. So often we say, you know what, Jesus, let me think about it. And we get into the natural, right? We get into the human stuff. And we let human people, yes, human people, look around. They're here among you, human people. Human plans and human peace. We sort of turn to that. And what happens when we do that? What happens when we turn to these things? Well, we know human people eventually break their promises. How many have ever broken a promise? Oh, come on, everybody. Look, you promised you'd be here on time, and you were 5 minutes late. You already broke a promise, right? Yeah, I'll be there. I'll be there on time. I promise. Oh, I'm sorry. Had to, you know, flat tire. We break promises. We break little promises, and sometimes we break big promises. Some of you your heart's broken because your mom and dad promised they'd stay together, they'd be together, and your heart is still broken because that promise was broken. I could keep talking about broken promises, but so often we say to human people, will you be my peace? Will you be my rest? Will you be favor for me? And we make these deals, and what happens is they break their promises and we break our promises. What else? Human plans eventually fail our expectations. Human plans, man, we make plans, don't we? Oh, we make plans. My granddaughter, Renly, turned 1 year old December 16th last week. 1 year old, yeah. She's a miracle, by the way. Many of you were praying for her last year at this same time. And her mom and dad, my son and daughter-in-law, they planned this big, big birthday party. Family and friends, Travis Kelce and Taylor were going to be there. They were flying in. I mean, it was going to be the party. Some politicians, the royal family. I mean, you get it. It was going to be a big deal. But what happened the night before? Mom and dad get sick. We have to postpone the party. It gets postponed again. Somebody else gets sick, and then there's a funeral, and who knows when Renly is going to have her first birthday party, maybe sometime in January. Now, she's not going to remember it. All she's going to see is that picture when she's little, smashing cake in her face. You guys know that? We have the first-year birthday party for ourselves in the pictures, okay? So the best plans we make, they fall apart, don't they? Human peace eventually falls apart, too. Every relationship we have that we try to hold together. Tomorrow, somebody wakes up on the wrong side of the bed, and man, that human peace that we had hanging by a thread, all of a sudden, man, we're just not right with the person at work. We're not right with somebody in our family. Maybe you drove here tonight going, okay, I'll go to church with you, but I don't know about this. Here's the problem, and man, we got to solve it. Human people, human plans, and human peace lose chronically. I mean, it's a losing record, y'all. And what happens if you're hired as a coach and you lose more than you win season after season? Eventually, you have to say to the coach, look, we're going to have to get another coach. And what Jesus says is, I don't lose. I don't lose. Why don't you let me run your life? Why don't you let me take over? And that's exactly what the angels said in that moment. Verse 8, just jump there with me if you're reading along in your Bible. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flock at night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them that communicated something to us, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all people. Look to the person beside you. Say, all people. Yeah, that means you. All people. All people. All people. That means busted up, broken you and me. Dragging ourselves here to church with all of our story. Yes, all people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you, a Savior, a Redeemer, but not just a Redeemer. He is Messiah the Lord. He is not just going to redeem your life. He will rule your life if you'll let him, and he will bring peace. He will bring the favor of God, and he will bring rest to your soul. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in clothes. Why is that so important? Because Jesus came to this earth just like you and me, wrapped in the same clothes you and I were wrapped in. Except we were placed in a hospital, one of those little beds in a hospital. Jesus was lying in a manger. He was lying in a feeding trough. And there was so much to that one detail that God said, my son will come and he will live, and he will be born just like every human being, and he will come into this world so humbly. He will not come into the world in a palace. He will come into the world in a barn. That's a big deal. Jesus' birth confirms this, and I want to bring it home right here, y'all. God's reign is eternal peace, and his redemption is for every person through King Jesus. I'm going to say that again. God's reign is eternal peace. It's better. It wins over human people, human plans, and human peace. It wins. It wins. It cannot be stopped. The gates of hell cannot stand against it. And his redemption is for every person through King Jesus. And so if that's the case, and it was announced that day 2,000 years ago, I have a Christmas question for us tonight. If human people, plans, and peace lose chronically, and yet we try to keep hoping that they're eventually going to save us, and they don't. If that is the case, shouldn't we embrace King Jesus' reign faithfully? Shouldn't we do that? Yeah, I mean, yesterday I was at the funeral of my 90-year-old grandmother, and this woman is a pillar in my life, but not just in my life, countless people. Countless people. At the age of 15, she writes in her prayer journal, at the age of 15, she was walking to class, and she was getting ready to walk across a crack in the sidewalk, and she says, God, as soon as I walk across that crack, my whole life is going to be yours. Every bit of it. And she walked across that crack, and in that moment, it was a threshold. And for the rest of her life, she went deeper, she went wider, she went through every hill, every valley, every up and down, and Jesus was at the center of her life. She was married 72 years. I'm gonna tell you something. Her funeral was a party, y'all. It was a party yesterday. We were laughing and we were crying. We were hugging and we were telling stories about this woman. And I just want to say this. This woman modeled for me what it was like to live faithfully, to let Jesus reign over your life. Your life's not going to be pain-free. It's not going to be problem-free, but it's going to be purposeful. It's not going to be without suffering, but it's going to have meaning and ministry in the suffering. And my grandmother is an example, not only to me, but to so many. And I wonder today if you might be stepping across that crack. You've been running your life. You've been putting it all in human people, human plans, and human peace. And man, it's a losing record. Tonight, though, tonight can be the night that you give Jesus your life. You say, Jesus, will you redeem me? You hung on a cross. You eliminated sin, evil, and death. And tonight, I want redemption of my past, present, and future. But I don't want to stop there, Jesus. I want you to run this thing. I want you to run this thing. And on Christmas Eve, 2023, your whole life can shift. And I promise you this, there'll be a day that you and I will be in a box. And I want them to throw a party for me. And I wonder if you want them to throw a party for you. I wonder if you want to have to shut the mic down because there's so many people who walk up and say, let me tell you what this person meant to me. Let me tell you what Bobby or Billy. Let me tell you what Jill, Sandra, whatever your name is, meant. So if that's you tonight, I'm just going to ask everybody just to bow your heads and close your eyes. Just bow your heads and close your eyes. If you tonight are ready to step across the threshold of faith. You may have walked in here with doubt, disillusionment. You have walked in and out of faith all of your life, but suddenly all of that is really, really small. And your need for salvation, redemption, and God's reign is absolutely unavoidable. If that's you, I want you to just declare this. There's nothing magical about this prayer. It's just what's already in your heart. Lord Jesus, I know I'm a sinner. It starts right there. I can't fix my life, but I know you are the Savior who died on the cross for my sin and rose again from the dead. Just declare that right now. Nothing magical about these words. It's just what you already know. Now come into my life. I choose to follow you from this moment forward. What you're saying in that moment is, Jesus, I don't want you just to redeem my life. I want you to rule my life. I want you to be the leader of my life. Thank you for hearing this prayer and answering this prayer. In Jesus' name, and I want everybody to say it with me, amen, amen, amen. Yes, if tonight you made that decision, if you're somebody who is under the age of 15, I want you to tell your parent that you made that decision. And mom and dad, you can tell one of us, and we will hand a Bible to you, and we will get next steps for you. If, though, you are over the age of 15, I want you to text made new to the number that you see there. If you're tuning in online and you made that decision, I want you to just text that word, made new, to the number that you see right there. And we want to celebrate that. But I have a feeling that some of you just want to say, I think I want to go public right now. I think I just want to say it right here on this Christmas Eve, 2023. And if that's you, I just want you to raise your hand boldly and say, today is the day that I stepped from death to life. Just raise your hand. Say, today is the day that I responded to the good news of Jesus. I crossed over that crack. And my life and eternity is made new. Would you stand with me? Would you stand with me? We're going to sing some more. And I want us to leave here tonight with this song, not just coming from our lips, but this song coming from our hearts. Let's sing and let's respond tonight.
Thank you so much for joining us, and a special thank you to those who give to Waymaker Church. It is because of you that our ministry is possible. Visit waymaker.church to give now. And if you enjoyed today's podcast, be sure to subscribe. You can also share it with your friends and family. Thanks again for listening. Now go make a way.